Title: Sampler Modulation Basics for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. Alright, let's build some pirate radio energy using Ableton Live Sampler. This is beginner friendly, but the results can sound seriously pro if you keep one rule in mind. Small movement, big attitude. In drum and bass, that broadcast from a dodgy transmitter vibe comes from tiny pitch drift, mid-range focused filtering, and motion that's always shifting, but not so much that it turns into cartoon wobble. By the end, you'll have a playable pirate radio stat instrument, a short vocal or chord hit that scans like a radio, drifts slightly out of tune, and has some gritty transmission character. Then we'll put it in a simple DNB arrangement so it actually works in a drop. Let's go. First, quick setup so we're designing in context, not in a vacuum. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Put in any basic drum and bass groove. A break or a simple kick and snare pattern is fine. Add a placeholder bass if you want. Even just a sub. The whole point is, this DAB needs to sit on top of drums and bass, like a station ID cutting through the chaos. Now choose a source sample. You want something short, usually between a tenth of a second and a full second. The classics: a vocal one-shot like Selecta, Inside, Rewind, a reggae or dub stab like a horn or organ hit, or a chord stab. If your sample is longer, that's okay, but we'll probably use start position modulation later to tune across it. Create a new MIDI track, drop sampler onto it, then drag your audio sample into sampler sample window. Before we modulate anything, we build a home bass. This is important. Modulation doesn't fix a weak starting sound. So set your one-shot behavior with the amp envelope. Go to the volume tab in sampler and shape the amplitude envelope like a stab. Set attack very fast, somewhere around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Set sustain to 0, so it doesn't hold like a pad. Set release around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click or feel too chopped. Now tap a few MIDI notes and make sure it feels tight and stabby. If it's clicking, don't panic. We'll fix that with a touch more attack or release later. Next, the radio tone. Go to filter slash global in sampler and enable filter 1. Choose band pass to instantly put the sound in the broadcast mid-range. If you want extra grit right away, you can try the PRD filter mode as well, but band pass is the safe starting point. Start with a filter frequency around 1.2 kHz, resonance around 0.7 to 0.85, and add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Now, when you play the stab, it should sound like it's coming through a mid-range heavy system, which is exactly what we want. Now we animate it with modulation. Open Sampler's modulation section and enable LFO 1. Pick a sine wave if you want smooth scanning, or a triangle wave if you want the sweep to be a little more obvious. Turn on sync so it locks to the groove, and start with a rate of 1/8 or 1/4. Now assign LFO 1 to filter 1 frequency. You're looking for a modulation amount in the ballpark of +10 to +25 as a starting point. But here's the teacher trick. Keep it subtle at first. If you can clearly hear the movement when the track is paused, it's usually too deep. In context with drums and bass, that subtle scan becomes attitude. Do a quick DNB feel check. If it sounds like an EDM wobble bass, reduce the LFO amount and maybe raise resonance slightly to keep the station focus. If you want more jungle sass, try a faster rate like 1/16 but at a lower depth. Faster doesn't have to mean bigger. Cool. Now we add pitch drift, because pirate radio is never perfectly tuned. The key is tiny, sense level tiny. Use LFO 2 if you have it available, or reuse LFO 1 if you prefer, but it's usually cleaner to separate roles. One LFO for filter motion, one for pitch wobble. For pitch drift, choose a random sample and hold wave if you want unstable transmitter behavior, or a slow sine if you want tape-like drift. Set the rate very slow, like 0.1 to 0.4 Hz, or use sync set to something long, like 2 to 4 bars. Then map that LFO to global pitch. Set the pitch modulation depth around plus or minus 3 to 12 cents. Seriously, stay in that range. Too much and you'll get seasick. The goal is alive, not broken. Now for an optional move that's pure fire when used carefully: modulating sample start. This creates that feeling of tuning and catching different parts of the broadcast, like the signal is slipping around. Find sample start in sampler and assign an LFO to it. Use random or triangle and try sync at 1/16 or 1/8. Keep the depth small at first, just enough to jump a few milliseconds into different parts of the waveform. If you hear clicks or nasty pops, here's your fast troubleshooting checklist. First, increase the amp attack slightly. Even 3 to 8 milliseconds can save you. Second, reduce the sample start modulation amount. Third, check the sample itself. If it has a rough transient at the beginning, you may need to trim or fade the audio file. Now, let's turn clean modulation into broadcasted modulation using stock effects after sampler. Add saturator first. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. This adds density and that over-the-air push. Then add auto filter after that. Yes, we already filtered in sampler, but this second filter is for performance and extra shaping. Set it to band pass. Put frequency somewhere between 800 Hz and 2 kHz. And resonance around 0.7. Leave envelope at 0 for now. Add redux next, but keep it subtle. Downsample around 2 to 6, and bit reduction may be 0 to 2. The goal is texture, not obliteration. If you overdo redux, you'll lose punch and the stab gets thin. Add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 15 to 30%. Use echo's filtering. I pass around 300 Hz so you're not clouding the low end, and low pass around 5 to 8 kHz so it stays in that radio bandwidth vibe. Finally, add utility for level matching and optional mono. Pirate radio is often basically mono, so try the mono switch. But the real reason utility is here is gain staging. Saturation makes things louder, and louder sounds better even when it's not. So match levels so you're judging tone and movement, not volume. Quick optional experiment. Swap the order of saturation and filtering. If you saturate before filtering, it can feel cleaner and more tuned station. If you filter first and saturate after, it gets harsher, like an overdriven receiver. A/B that. It's a fast way to pick the era and mood. Now let's make it playable. Select sampler and all the effects and group them into an instrument rack. That way we can use macros like performance controls. Map a few key macros. Macro 1. Call it tuning. Map it to the pitch LFO amount, or directly to the pitch modulation depth. Macro 2. Call it scan. Map it to the sampler filter frequency and, if you want, also to the LFO amount going to filter frequency so it moves more as you turn it up. Macro 3, call it grit. Map it to saturator drive and redux downsample. Keep the macro ranges controlled so it gets nasty without collapsing. Macro 4, call it radio width. Map it to utilities width if you're using that, or just plan to toggle mono for the true broadcast feel. Macro 5, call it dub throw. Map it to echo feedback or echo wet/dry, so you can do quick throws without drawing automation every time. Now a huge beginner superpower, velocity. Don't only use velocity for loud versus quiet. Use it to steer modulation depth. For example, map velocity to filter envelope amount, or to LFO amount if you want harder hits to scan more. That keeps it musical, and it saves you from having to automate every little moment. One more coaching rule, avoid random everywhere. One random modulation source is character. Three is chaos. A great combo is one predictable motion, like a triangle stan in sync, plus one irregular motion, like slow random pitch drift. That's it. All right, let's put this in an actual drum and bass arrangement move so it matters. Build a 32-bar drop loop. Bars 1 to 8. Drums and bass only, keep it clean. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce the pirate stab every 2 bars, like callouts. Think MC Energy. Bars 17 to 24. Increase scan and grit gradually, just a little, building tension. Bars 25 to 32. Do a rewind style moment without actually stopping the track. For 1 bar, push the echo wet up. Sweep the auto filter down toward about 600 Hz so it feels like the signal is dropping. Then cut it back to dry on the downbeat. That snap back to clean is the illusion. For the MIDI pattern, a simple starting point is placing stabs on beat 2, and occasionally the end of 3. Leave space. If you fill every gap, the ear gets tired fast. Use velocity variation, roughly 70 up to 127, and if you mapped velocity to modulation depth, you'll hear the patch perform automatically. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can fix problems fast. If your pitch modulation sounds like a siren, the depth is too high, bring it back to sense level. If you get clicks from sample start modulation, add a few milliseconds of attack, reduce start depth, or clean the sample start. If you overfilter, you remove all the body. Band pass is the vibe, but don't delete the entire sound. Find the sweet spot. If redux makes it thin and weak, back off. Subtle wins, and always level match after saturation. Don't let volume trick you. If you want it darker and heavier, here are a few upgrades. Try parallel layering. Duplicate the track. One stays cleaner, the other is the heavy radio version with more bandpass, distortion, and echo. Blend the heavy one quietly under the clean one. It adds menace without ruining clarity. Try using Sampler's filter envelope for extra bite. Fast attack. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain at zero, with a small envelope amount to the filter. It makes the stab bark. Add a noise layer like a transmitter. Create a second track with operator noise or a noise sample. Bandpass it around 1 to 4 kHz, and gate or sidechain it so it only appears when the stab hits. Keep it low. It should feel like air and grit, not a hiss track. And if the stab is fighting your drums, sidechain it gently to the kick or drum bus with a compressor, just enough to tuck it into the groove. Now a quick 10 to 15 minute practice exercise. Load one vocal one shot into sampler. Make two versions. Version 1. Filter scan only, synced at 1/8. Version 2. Filter scan plus subtle pitch drift over 2 bars, plus a touch of redux. In a 16-bar loop at 172, place stabs sparsely in bars 1 to 8. In bars 9 to 16, automate dub throw on the last stab of every 4 bars. Then bounce a quick demo and a slash B. The question is, does it feel more broadcast without getting annoying? Let's recap what you just learned. Sampler modulation is the engine, LFO to filter frequency for scan, tiny LFO to pitch for drift, and optional sample start modulation for tuny-style chops. Bandpass filtering and subtle drive gets you into radio territory immediately. A simple stock effects chain turns clean movement into believable transmission character, and macros plus automation turn it into an instrument you can perform inside a DNB drop, not just a static sound. If you tell me what kind of sample you're using, vocal, chord, or horn, and what style your track leans toward, roller, Neuro, or Crusty Jungle, I can suggest exact LFO rates and safe macro ranges so it stays hype without crossing into seasick wobble.